We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos. Siman Shin Samach Gimel, the halachas of a Mavi and a Lechi, page 438, Reshit Tes Umar Beis. Siv Gimel. Siv Mechav, a Mavi Shish Lishosh Machitzes. A Mavi, an alley where there's three partitions. Uparit Mitzad Revi, and it's open on the fourth side. Hittiru Belechi. They permit it with a side post Pidish. Targum, it's the translation of Akedish Echa. The one beam is Lucha Chadav. It's this one board. That the width and the thickness could be even minute amount. That you should put it by the entryway of the mavli. As height should be 10 tvachim. Whatever you make it out of is valid. Even from a living creature. As long as you tie it over there with ropes, to the walls of the mavli. You say this with pegs, with nails, like some that come out of the walls. The Indian, the way in your that it can't crouch, conditionally, smite govim masar tvachim, meaning this animal, so that it doesn't get less than a height of 10 tvachim. Says Ramav, I feel a kosher sham adam, and even if you tie over there a person, nami have a lechi, says Ezrua, that also would be valid as a lechi. Says in the Shmuel Simchat Yod Gimel. So, Mavi, there's three walls open on the fourth side. The Tidu belechi, they permit it with a lechi. After Bechatz, even though by Korcha, being in Dafka Pasrach, Abba Tvachim, you have a board that specifically is four tvachim wide, Hachi, Kila Chachamim. Here, the sage will lead. Now, the reason is Shikoshu also yes, Ladira. Whatever is made more for residential Tashmisha Tzneya and for discrete utility. So, we need more full fledged partitions. It's Korcha, Shidagash, Abalibatim. That norm of the homeowners, Lashtamish Ben Yesu, Betashmisha, it's never lechel to utilize it more for discrete utility and to eat. So the partition needs to be more full fledged. She is shame Rishus Yochalim that has to have a name of Rishus Yochal on them. More mama voice than the alleyway. They don't use it for really discreet utility. Therefore, by a mob, it's enough with a side post. This specifically chain racham pisli yisim es amis. Only if it's opening is not warm than ten amis. Void pratim and other specifics. I ain't shum look over there. Sivkatan yudalit. And this lechi could be the thickness and the width, that's a culture. I feel a box in the etzma, said Achron, even less than the finger breadth. Sivkan Tezbav, that it should be placed, but Pesach HaMavi, by the entryway of the Mavi, and the Kaman, look later on, Sivlam and Aleph. Sivkan Tezain, and we can make it out of anything. Oh yeah, as long as the height is Sivkan Tezain, Asar Tvachim, Ten Tvachim, Bidavachim, that are wide, that are expansive. Some not exactly, constricted, says the even for a mavi that's 20 amas high.
Sivkotin Yud Zayin. So we said that you can make the lechi out of anything, even from a living creature, but as long as you tie him down. And Rama said, even if you tie a person over there, it's also going to be considered as lechi. Now, married so much lehidiyoi, you don't let him know shemid l'shem lechi that you are tying him down to be a lechi, a side post. And if that's the case, b'vadi yelechlai, then for sure he's going to go shem yamet shem kol hayom, because if you have him stand there all day, lechem be'in and davka kasha, therefore you have to tie him down. V'yesh machmir, some are stringent. I feel the idea, even when you let him know shem yishkach v'yelam shem, that he might forget. Meaning, it told me that you didn't let him know. And if that's the case, he's for sure going to go. That's why you have to tie him. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah makes some stringent. Even you let him know, because he might forget and leave. So therefore, even then, you have to tie him down. And Tusharatzin Oisyud says this from the Tzidish Shabbos, which brought in Prima Gadam. He writes also that according to this, that it's talking about when you let him know, and therefore it's talking about when you tie him from before Shabbos, and therefore it's permitted. So the Prima Gadam, what he means to say is that it's forbidden to make a mechitza on Shabbos. Siv Dalad. If there's a little bit of a fourth of a wall on the fourth side, that counts as a lechi. As long as it's the width of a tefach, which the Mishnah Berurah says, if there's a little bit of a wall on the fourth side, after even if it wasn't made for the purpose of being a side post, Kamelon, the lechi is the lechi imin me'il of a side post that stands on its own. Gamkin kosher is also kosher. Like we see later in Sivir Rav, ayin shem lekubet there. As long as the width reich of a tefach, which says ayin be'be alocha in the maschil. Obavad, where he discusses this. Sif hey, lechi, a side post, the inash bezik, if wind would blow in it, le motzikoy wouldn't stand. Lechash lechi is not considered as a side post. Says in Rashbu, Sif Khan Chaf, lechidi nasha b'chulu v'hodin zimnigiz k'sh'eisen tzuris ha-pesach. When you make a door frame, the le'odif m'mechitza, that's not better than the partition she'enu chay lamed b'ruch mitzur, that cannot withstand a common wind. She'enu mechitza, that's not mechitza, that's a tzitz Shabbos. And even if the wind doesn't blow it down to the ground, the le'mindid just shakes it, because of a simishin zamach beiz, sif aleph, which the Sharatzin Ois Yud Alv brings us from the Magid Barman Adar Achayim. He said, L'chayim would seem that regarding this, even if the two side posts that are made on the two sides, they don't shake up until an extent of a height of 10 tefachim. For example, let's say they're nailed in by the wall, or they're tied very well, and it's only on the height that's above that they shake, or with the rod that's on top of them, is also not effective, because it loses from it the name of a Tursa Pesach, and it only has a name of two side posts. However, according to what it agrees in the Sefer Samechza Shekla at the end of the Simon Shin Samech Beis, that by the rod that's on top of them, you don't have to be particular if it shakes. Just, it shouldn't be totally removed through the wind. So here also, then you could validate if the lower 10 tefachim don't shake. And just that the lechis shake on the top, though that's, remove them as if they're not there. It still would be kosher with the rod that's on top, because it helps even if it's a distance of many Amos above from the rods that are on the sides, as we said at the end of Shin Samach Beis. However, what there is doubt regarding is if the rod that's on top is narrower than the width of the Mavi. For example, let's say the width of the Mavi is 12 Amos, and the rod is only 10 Amos. And the rods that are on the sides stand on a little bit of a slant, and they connect the narrow rod that's on top of them. So there you have to know if the rods that are on the sides shake, if that's effective, because over here, if you're going to say that you remove the part that's above on the rods as if they're not there, so that's not going to help anymore, the rod that's on top of them. Or maybe that since the Iker Mechitza is 10, the 10 lower Tvachim, that stands strong and they don't shake, we don't care if the excess of the Mechitza shakes and that the excess gets dragged after the primary Mechitza, and that says the Sharatzin Tzarchi, and that requires further analysis. It says Mishbrus Sivkatan Chav Aleph. So he said that a lechi, that if the wind shakes it, it wouldn't last. Lechashav lechi, it's not considered as a lechi. Nearly, it seems to me, that if the lechi on the bottom doesn't shake, it's nailed in, it's tied very well to the wall. For this reason, it doesn't shake. It's only above that it shakes through the wind. Because of the great height, kosher, it's valid. The dal mashal malach, because removing even what's on the top, nishagamkin shir lechi, you still remain with the measurement of a side post. Which the Mishbur had referenced, as long as there's a whiff of a tefach, the Mechaba goes regarding this according to his opinion that he paskin previously, also regarding a chatzer, that when it remains from the breach, it has to be specifically a board of a tefach on either side. And that's more stringent than if you initially make a pass, which is enough with a minute amount, according to this. According to what we came out previously, la halacha v'amen v'shayinim, that remaining is not more stringent than when you initially make it, and it's enough with a minute amount. Same thing would be over here regarding a mavi, that it goes up to be considered as a lechi, even if it remains only just a minute amount from the wall, as long as they saw this from before Shabbos, and then we can presume that as if they relied on it, as we're being later on, Sif Yud Aleph, look over there in Sif Kat Lamed Tes. In Levush, it sounds like that even if we're going to be leaning regarding a chatzar, here by Mavi, one should be stringent that it needs specifically a hand breath. When Sif Tes Shabbos, he masig on them, he contests on them, and so the Prima Gun remains the question, and Be'agra, it's obvious, like the way we wrote, that this halacha depends on that halacha. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number when we said it could be a kolshu, the lechi, even if it's less than a finger breadth. Now later on, Sivav, the Ramah paskins that you make a lechi even from the clay that's dissolved on the wall. Mishmur writes with it that it has to be somewhat of a substance like a thread. And his words are not like the Maharam that the Mordechai brings in the Erev in Trim Sedeshin that holds that the thickness of a lechi has to be at a minimum like the string. Like that has the thickness of a finger breadth. Just number 14. Mishburad said that this 10th fachim has to be mrevachim and not mitzumsamim. Now, what's the additional measurement of an expansive tefach on a constricted tefach? So later on, Sifkon Peites, he writes, it's a half of a finger breadth per amma. And he explains that how to qualify this is that by these shiurim, we always go stringently. And that's on Tzitzis Shabbos, he writes, regarding a chatzar that was totally breached, that you have to fence it in until that doesn't remain three tvachim, as Shulchan Aruch says, it's a beis, that the shear is three tvachim atzavim. It has to be constrict the three tvachim, because it goes stringently that way. Regarding a mavi that was contiguous beside posts in the length of four amas, the Magen Ram Paskins, which are brought later in Simchat Mem Zayin, that if the distance between them is less than three tvachim, so the mavi is not permitted with this lechem. Shmuel writes that that's expansive three tvachim, because again we go stringent the other way then. And general, the measurement of midas is a constricted measurement, and therefore amas hecheches is six tvachim with a half a etzba, as brought in Shulchan Aruch Yerder, Simri Shalav Sefals. Now, if you have by the mavi on one side a lechi that the height is 10 tvachim and that's expansive, and it's a distance from the wall, three tvachim that are constricted, and the other side there's a lechi that's near the wall and its height is 10 tvachim that are constricted, Tzvi Shabbat writes, there's permitted manashach. If we're mishar, if we evaluate with seichik kim would expansive, if that's the case, on one side there's a lechi that's a height of 10 tvachim, and the distance of three tvachim is not harming you because you don't have over here three expansive tvachim. If you evaluate with constricted, so on the other side, you have near the wall, a lechet at the height is 10 tvachim that are exact. There's number 17. Pinchas and Ish is that whether a lechi, whether it's Tursa Pesach, they don't become disqualified only if the wind bends them down below 10 tvachim or that it distances them three tvachim from the wall. But just shaking it, that's not a problem. Dishon number 19. The Sharatzin had said, okay, you know, what's above 10 tvachim, as if it's not there. Still give me kasher with the rod that's on top. Now, in such a case, that you need to have that through the shaking, that the upper rod doesn't distance itself from opposite the 10 lower tvachim of the rods that are on the sides. But if it does distance, it's not considered as Tursa Pesach, even if it's connected to the upper part of the rods that are on the sides, because like I'm saying, the upper parts of the rods are as if they're not there. However, Nsiva Binas Simchi brings the name of the Chibina Goin, that the side posts of the Tursa Pesach, that on the bottom they're thick, and on the top, above 10 tvachim, they get narrower, like steps. It's forbidden to put the upper rod on the side of the upper thinner part of the rods that are on the side that are standing, even though that's on top of the thicker parts of this rod, because the thinner part is considered as a continuation of the thicker part, and we don't say good asik from the thicker, just from the thicker part. If that's the case, it comes out that the upper rod, the mashkif, is minatzad, is on the side regarding the rods that are, you know, from the side post. And the Tzuras Pesach, Menatzad, from the sides, not on top, it's puzzle. Now, he asks on his words on the Chibina Goin, why don't you say that a Tzuras Pesach that's made in such a way is Pischi Shamoy? It's inferior opening. Because since in the bottom it's thick, and the above it's narrow. And even though within the lower 10 Tvachim it's all the same shape, however, according to his opinion, that it's all considered as a Tzuras Pesach, and the rod of a Tzuras Pesach is also part of the thick part and part of the narrow part, so that's a Pischi Shamoy. So he brings a Chedushim Biurim, Rabbi Greinman discusses regarding the rods of a Tursa Pesach that are made from stones that go out and stones that go in above 10 Tfachim. Sounds like from his words that according to what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Shin Samach Beis Sefer Aleph, that the upper rod doesn't have to touch the rods that are on the sides, for sure it's not considered as Pischi Shamoy, it's kosher, because since the part of the rods that are above 10 tvachim is excessive, so it doesn't disqualify this that it's like a Pischi Shamoy. But the Bina Simcha writes, that's dafka according to the Shittas of the Karen Oyrin, Erevin Afyodim Mabez, that explains that this that the upper rod doesn't have to touch, it's an Allah of Chavot, like as if it's considered lower down. But according to the Shittas of Rabbi Kibbe in his Agos and Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Beis Sefer Aleph, the name of the Re'im, that it helps when Allah of good asik with you as if it's going up till the top, it's possible that when the rods on the sides extend, you can't say good asik, because since between the upper rod to the lower parts from the rods that are on the sides, there's a little hefzik, as the Chibin Nagoyin's opinion. So Reitz L'Chayr, from the words of Sharatin, you could prove that not like the opinion of the Chibin Nagoyin. Because the Sharatin writes that if the part of the rods that are above 10 tvachim that would be taken by the wind, that doesn't disqualify the Teresa Pesach, because even if you remove it, it's going to be kosher. But according to the Sfar, that should be in the Gun, you can't say good asik when there's a hemshech to the rod, even when you need to utilize by the whole rod, and the upper part is possible because it gets taken in the wind. So he rejects this. It's possible that when the chasaron of the kana that's taken by the wind is, since that's considered as if it's not there, if that's the case, you could say good asik regarding the lower 10 tefachim of the rod.